All right. Well, everybody here knows who I am, so I'm not going to introduce myself. So I made some introductory comments, and I wrote them out. It's probably the best I can do is probably just look at them. So the truth of the Word of God in our souls helps us organize our souls and stabilizes us during the various trials in life. We know this. It can provide us tranquility of soul and inner peace and harmony during our lives here on earth. These are some of the reasons we focus on the Word of God for the majority of the time we are in this building. Music cannot do for us what the Word of God does, but music well played can soothe the soul with its harmonious and beautiful sounds, and gospel music in particular with its reminders of the truths that are written in those songs. We are very blessed today to hear a group of wonderful musicians who are very skilled in playing a small but very powerful musical instrument and coincidentally love to play gospel music. How about that? Let's clap for that. Yes, welcome to the wonderful world of gospel harmonica. I'm going to be introducing you to all the musicians as they take the stage. A few of them are full-time professional working musicians and even world-renowned and have won international awards. If you wanted to purchase one of their CDs or get some Skype harmonica lessons, just go up and talk to them. One of them actually lives here in St. Louis and has been my harmonica instructor over the past 20 years. And for our Doritoville Internet congregation, as I introduce them, if they have an internet site, we will say that on the mic, and we'll try to get that up somewhere on the website if you want to learn more about them and dialogue with them. So most of us are members of a community called the Gospel Harmonica Community. It's a Facebook forum. It's organized and led by Keith Mitchell, who's here. We even have our own church with logo, which I believe, who designed the logo? Kelly Cunningham's here, and he designed the logo. And if you want one of these T-shirts, see George Miklas. George, raise it up right there, and he'll sell you a T-shirt. Keith started this forum, and we all found it somehow, and we have monthly meetings, usually on a Saturday, 4:30 Central, and we do that via Zoom, I think. Zoom. And so we can all see each other, and, you know, we rotate around playing. We usually have someone instructing. Mike Caldwell, who's here, he's instructed us before. I think Sandy Weltman's probably instructed us. I'm trying to see. George, have you been on there as an instructor? Yes, George Miklas. Anybody else I'm missing that's instructed us? Probably not. So we do that kind of thing. So, and coincidentally as well, this week in St. Louis, as some of you have may have seen in the newspaper and on local TV, was held the annual Society for Preservation and Advancement of Harmonica convention or seminars. This was held at the Westport Chalet from Wednesday through Thursday. I can tell you that we have several of the performers here today who were instructors at this conference and were also playing on the main stage as featured musicians. I can tell you that we started early, and on some nights it might have been 2:30, 3 o'clock before some of us went to bed. We're that crazy about harmonica. So most of us are running on fumes. But I think we will pull it together. What you're going to see here today, you're going to see some rehearsed music in terms of some are duos and have rehearsed music. Otherwise, we're going to play some familiar tunes from the hymnal, gospel tunes that are well known. We've got three vocal mics on the stage, so we're generally on those formats going to try to have three guys on the stage. So with that introduction being said, I'm going to introduce the first duo. So I'm going to walk up. Well, it's George and Janilyn Miklas. And George and Janilyn play let's make welcome George and Janilyn. And I'm going to have to go and give them a mic, but.
Thank you, Mark.
They're an international duo. This is a father-son duo. They play
son.
Every.
Son?
I'm sorry. Father-daughter duo. I'm running on fumes,
hey, Mark,
guys.
You are running on fumes.
I'm running
brother.
On fumes. Thank you. I'm running on fumes. Sorry. Father-daughter. This is a father-daughter duo. They play every type of harmonica known to man, to include chromatic, diatonic, bass, chord, everything you can imagine. And they live in Virginia. Janilyn has been performing for 10 years with her father, George. And she has won international awards even. So let me take this mic back up here.
Thank you, Mark. Mark had asked me earlier to give a very brief introduction to the harmonica. The Bible talks about the harmonica in Psalm 98, 4 and 5, where it says to make a joyful noise unto the Lord with the harp. So here we are. So the harmonica, it's not a new invention. It's even in biblical times it was talked about. But historians make the origin of the harmonica back to the 11th century dynasty in China to an instrument called the sheng, which was the first known free reed instrument. But it was in the 19th century that German clockmakers took that technology and made brass reeds and put them on a wooden body, and it evolved to what we have today as our modern harmonica. But here's Janilyn, and we are going to play I Need Thee Every Hour. Now, Janilyn is playing the 16-hole harmonica. It has 64 reeds. It's fully chromatic. The difference, you will see people playing diatonic harmonicas. And the diatonic is very capable of playing in different keys, but the chromatic has a slider button that really makes that access to those extra notes much easier. I am playing the 48-chord harmonica. This is the world's largest production instrument with 384 reeds. That's a lot to keep in tune. But next, Janilyn is going to play.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you.
So this is Dale Dutridge. Dale is from the Toledo, Ohio area. He uses a unique tuning called circular tuning on a diatonic harmonic. He's very skilled at playing those. And he's going to play the tracks, which is very common for harmonica players. He won't be the only one playing the tracks today. So he's plugging in. Dale, how long have you been playing?
Out the technology and then I'll talk to the people.
Okay.
Sorry. Technology is our friend. You must remember this.
Are we on here?
Yeah, it's plugged in. I'm not sure if it's seating properly because of the cover.
Test here. Back. Down there. Back. Back to the back. Back. Be done. I'm going to do a little check here. We're good. Okay. It's a little loud. Let me turn it down in here.
Okay.
There.
All right.
How long have you been playing harmonica, Dale?
Okay. I bought my first harmonica like 35 years ago when I was stationed in Germany. And I thought if I bought a German harmonica in a place where they make the harmonicas, I would automatically be able to play it. That was not true. I spent about 10 years stinking really badly at the harmonica. And I put them away, decided I'm never doing this again. And George is actually the reason that I play harmonica today. So he either gets the credit or the blame, depending on whether you like what I do. But I met George and his family a lot of years ago, not through harmonicas, but through music. I had a music ministry online, and we got together because one of us was looking for music. And then I recorded their family in my recording studio that I had at the time. And George told me, just get it back out and keep working at it. And I kept working at it, and I couldn't figure out why there were notes missing on that harmonica. I bought one, and I tried to play Amazing Grace, and the notes weren't there. And I've been a technician and an engineer. I'm a broadcast engineer at a Christian TV station in Toledo. And my solution was to fix the harmonica. I didn't know anybody that could help me fix me. So I started exploring other tunings, and what I play is called circular tuning, and it has all the notes there. I don't have to bend to get them, but I can bend a little bit for effect. And I look at the people that are here. Some of these people have been very inspirational to me, and I don't think my name belongs under the term all-stars. It should have said all-stars and friends, because I have friends who are all-stars. But one thing we have in common is we love the Lord, we love music, and we love this instrument. So the first one I'd like to play is called My Tribute, also known as To God Be the Glory.
Thank you.
this week while we were at Spa came from Buddy Green, and I think I'm going to use this every time I play from now on. He said one of the harmonica player's best assets is low audience expectation. He said, after all, if you see a dog playing checkers, you don't criticize his game. You're just glad that he's trying. So I'm going to do one more song, and we're going to do Standing on the Promise.
Okay, let's put them together and make welcome for Keith Mitchell.
All right, it'll be all right. So you can tell by my accent, I'm not from the local area. I'm from Central Texas. And in thank you. In Texas, I discovered that I'm welcome with my harmonica on the cattle drives, at the campfire, the local bar, and in jail. So when I went to my local church and said, can I play occasionally on Sunday, they said, I'm not sure. So I read this to them from 1 Samuel 16:22. Isn't it amazing how these can turn pages while you're not watching? Whenever the Spirit from God came on Saul, David would take up his harp. Then relief would come to Saul, and he would feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him. So, you know, it's biblical. But I'm definitely in the end friends piece that he mentioned. So here's what a beginner can play with here. Let me start. I'm going to start off with one that every harmonica player learns. And there's 100 ways to do it. And I'm going to do the laid-back version of Amazing Grace. So hang in here.
Thank you.
Now, I've discovered that without being enough money to pay for a band, I brought a cheap one with me here. I discovered that if you just play some chords, you can play along with that. Thank you. So I'm going to start up what's called a worship pad. A lot of churches use these in the background when they can't afford the praise band. So I'm going to do just a short medley of two verses of How Great Thou Art and Rock of Ages.
So the next couple of guys that are going to get up is be Rusty Wilson on harmonica, Gene Stone on guitar. Rusty is originally from Arkansas. He's a fantastic blues player, and that's where I met him, playing blues. We got a little group that we jam a lot. We're called JJ's Blues Jammers. Gene is a guitarist. He is from the St. Louis area. I guess he's born and raised here. He's the rare guitarist who plays great and can tolerate like 10 harmonica players. So, make welcome Rusty Wilson and Gene Stone.
Good afternoon, everybody. All right. So I think part of the idea with the show today is kind of show the spectrum of harmonica music that you hear. And so I'm going to cover the amplified harmonica part of the spectrum. And so I'll be playing a little bit different technique than some of the guys you've seen so far. Just playing vocally into the mic. So if you take that and get a microphone and get kind of a death grip on it, to where it creates a seal between the harmonica and the microphone. It creates a lot of compression and some overdrive, and so you get a lot different of a tone out of it. So as you can see, it sounds different. And so that's what we'll be showing a little bit of today. And so we'll do a couple of numbers, and then we'll bring up a very special guest for our third tune. It's a real pricey ticket on this train. This train. It's a real pricey ticket on this train. It's a real pricey ticket none can afford. Your fare's paid only by Christ the Lord. This train. It's a real pricey ticket on this train. Oh, this train. Bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. You know this train is bound for glory. It don't carry none but the righteous and holy. This train is bound for glory, this train. Right. Thank y'all. That's a fun one. All right, now we'll call up a special guest this time. Mark, did you want to introduce him or shall I? All right.
All right. Okay, walking to the stage right now, let's make welcome Mike Caldwell. Put it together. Mike Caldwell is a 49-year veteran, I believe, is that right?
Yeah, of the harmonica. Yeah.
Of the harmonica professionally. He's a working musician. He was in Nashville. He toured with Loretta Lynn. Did you say Tammy Wynette?
No, George Jones, Conway Twitty, Pearl. You know, all those.
Okay.
No biggie.
Mike is now the music director of Country Tonight.
A theater,
which is in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, hand over harp when you say Tennessee. So that's my home state.
Hand over harp.
He's the musical director. He, I believe, does all the arrangements and everything. And he's going to join Rusty on this song.
Yes.
And it won't be the last song Mike plays today.
It might be. It depends on how I do.
Let's see. We'll let them decide.
I'm honored and excited to share the stage with a guy like this. He's one of the most exciting harmonica players you'll see anywhere.
Waka waka.
Wait a minute. Put that again. My bad. Yeah. All right. Be too loud. These are crossovers are loud. These are good harmonicas. No offense.
All right.
Sometimes up and sometimes down, coming for to carry me home. But still I know that I'm heaven bound, coming for to carry me home. I like it. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low. Carry me home. The brightest day that I can say, come for to carry me home. When Jesus washed my sins away, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
again, Mike. Tell my people I'll soon be there too. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. How about it, Mike Caldwell?
That's all I got. That's all I got. Take it easy. That's all I got. Stay in here? Okay.
All right, coming to the stage, let's make welcome Sandy Weltman. Sandy is a St. Louisan. He plays diatonic, well, he plays a lot of stringed instruments, too. He plays ukulele, mandolin. He's got some other names for some other stringed instruments that he combines two different ones, I believe.
Banjitar.
But he's a world-renowned harmonica player as well. He plays the diatonic harmonica. The diatonic harmonica, if you just blew in and just draw out on those holes, you've only got 19 notes available. You basically think about it on a piano, you've got the white keys. You don't have the black keys. But there's a way to get those missing notes, and it's called bending. You get two different reeds working together, and I think you can add 19 additional notes, right, Sandy?
You know, I didn't bring my calculator. I'm just, yeah, something like that.
So he's one of a select group of harmonica players in the world who typically uses the most notes available on harmonica. Sandy was my harmonica instructor probably 20-plus years ago. I wandered into Music Folk, and I said, do you know any harmonica instructors who can teach me to play these bent notes and how to really play this thing? And they directed me to Sandy. And I keep going back to him. I probably need to go back and get some more lessons, tell you the truth.
This guy's good, man.
Hey, folks, how about give a big hand to Mark Vassar here who put all this together. Yeah, I've known Mark for many years. And we just had a wonderful, wonderful harmonica convention. Spa, and I'm telling you, you just wouldn't believe all the music. There's just worlds of music in this little instrument, and you would not believe the amazing things that we got to see and witness and be part of this week. So it was really a great week, and this is a great way to cap it off. I've been a Christian. I've known the Lord for about 40 years, and I was about 20 when I accepted Christ, and I grew up a Jewish background, bar mitzvah, the whole thing. I like to tell people Jesus made me kosher, you know. And so when I learned the harmonica, this is how I had to play it. But now I'm doing it a little different, you know. So anyway, thank you. I'm going to take you guys down to New Orleans, do a little bit of traditional gospel jazz here.
My phone works. Let's see if it'll work. songs that rock with me.
I like it so far. It's an incredible instrument. You know, like Mark was starting to tell you, there's 10 holes in this diatonic harmonica, and you get two notes in each hole. So 2 times 10 is 20. Very good. Okay. Except that, so I'll count my 20 notes here. You got 20, right? What? You guys can't count? What's going on here? Anyway, so there's all kinds of really fun, amazing techniques that are in this instrument that the instrument wasn't designed to do. So for many years, people have been discovering ways to go against the grain of this instrument. That's one of the reasons it's so amazing, you know. And so, it reminds me actually a lot of, you know, it's a profound instrument because there's worlds of music in it, but it's also just a simple instrument. It's just a couple plates of metal and reeds and a couple of piece of plastic. It's really pretty simple. It reminds me a lot of God. And I'm not going to get up here and preach. You've got a great preacher here already. But it reminds me of God in the sense that he is so profound and mysterious. And yet he gives us the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is just so simple to accept his payment for our sins. And so putting the gospel and the harmonica together is just seems like a a natural thing to do. So with that, I'm going to end with a tune called...
when was I going to do?
Be Thou My Vision.
I got the wrong one. Let's see. I'm glad the Lord created water as well.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And that's it. But no, that's it. You got it. All right.
Once again, let's give it up.
Welcome here, Rex Gelbach, and you know Jim Jeffries, and he and Rex just met, and they worked on a couple of popular songs, and they're ready to go. So Rex plays a, come on up, Rex. Yeah. Rex lives in the Metro East, I believe Troy, Illinois. Lean in there, Rex. How long you been playing harmonica, Rex?
About 17 years.
17 years, and you play tremolo and other diatonic, chromatic, all those. He's another one of these guys that can play just about any style of harmonica. But today, I believe he's going to play tremolo.
Yeah, I brought some tremolos. Yeah.
Okay. Explain to them what a tremolo harmonic is, Rex.
It's got a lot more reeds. It's an old-timey style of harmonica. Play it a little bit different.
Okay. So anyway, did I say Rex lives in Troy, Illinois? And it's okay. And he is a member of our gospel harmonica community. I know Rex from our online meetings. And the first time we met face-to-face was probably Thursday of this week. And I recognized him, and I immediately went up to him and grabbed him because he committed to play with us today early on. So, and I'm gonna give over to them.
Thank you for inviting us out here today, and I really appreciate it. It's a lot of fun. I literally met this fellow at noon, and we started going down a sheet of songs, and it's like, no, that don't work. And we found three that we could both do together, sort of. So this is not a polished performance, because literally we threw it together, you know, and I really appreciate what's your name again?
Jim.
I really appreciate Jim doing this because it's spur of the moment, you know. It's going to be real. And from now on, I will forever say that Mike Caldwell was my opening act. And harmonica players will be impressed, and everybody else will go, what? Come Thou Fount in G. If you guys know the words to any of these, or even the words in the chorus, go ahead and sing them. You know, have fun. This is on Jordan's stormy banks, also known as I Am Bound for the Promised Land. This is C. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to expect you to sing on this one because everybody knows the chorus on this. This is Oh How I Love Jesus. I'm going to go see.
Okay, so make welcome Larry Regan coming up here. John Smith, you will be pleased to know that Larry is Canadian. And he makes us an international group. And welcome back, please, George and Janilyn Miklos. So, I met Larry this week at Spa, and we connected. We sat around together in some gospel jams, and I just recruited him. I said, "You got to come Sunday." And so, they've worked up a few songs with Jim Jeffries accompanying on guitar. So I'm going to give it over to him. We got three mics, three players.
Thank you. We didn't work up anything, to tell you the truth. Number one.
It's all by chance.
That's by chance. Actually, we've never played together before.
That's true.
Excuse me. We did half a song, I think, right in the green room.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm in pretty good company. This young lady has played internationally in Korea, Germany, and was it Taiwan? An international performer. And her father's no slouch. Has anybody here ever heard of the Harmonicats?
Yeah.
Well, you're looking at one of them. Okay? So, and the other thing is that we've never played together before. So this will be interesting.
Now, Larry, before you introduce your song, I introduced a couple of the unusual harmonicas that we were playing. Janilyn is playing a different one yet. This time she's going to play the bass harmonica, and you'll hear the low tones of the free reed instrument here with the bass harmonica.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
And one other thing, this could morph, not by planning, but by accident, into Amazing Grace, because I play in a gospel group. I live in Arizona now, and I perform with a gospel group as well as a number of other bands. But I've been known to have kind of slip off into Amazing Grace, so if I do, I apologize before we start.
Okay. And this is what we're doing, Peace and Valley.
And we're starting off with Peace and the Valley, and I hope it ends up the same place. So here we go.
Thank you.
We made it.
Yes. First time.
Thank you. That's it for right now. I think you'll see us again a little later. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Was that a medley mic? I thought I just stayed one song.
Okay, welcome back, Mike Caldwell.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Dad. I told you to stay in the truck, Dad.
Wayfaring Stranger in the key of A minor. This song is very personal to me.
I don't know what fifth position is. I'll just try to play good notes with you.
will gather round me. I know my path is rough and steep, but beauteous fields lie just before me, where God's redeemed no more shall weep. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there, no more to run. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. Shout salvation story and enter in my home with God. I'm going there to see my Savior, who bore our sin on Calvary. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home.
They can hear you.
We're going to do What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Mike taught us this song when we're on an online forum, and he really taught us how to really embellish and put in some fills. I'm going to play the first verse very straight to the melody, and then Mike's going to show you what you can really do on this song.
I'm going to show you what he meant.
All right. To sit down, and I got an open mic right here. I got two open mics right here.
Right here.
Well, you got one.
No,
right
I'm
here.
Open mic.
Oh, nice, well, you're open nice mic. To meet you. I need two harmonica players. I tell you, you know, one of the guys. Let's bring up Justin Leshai. Okay, come on, Justin. Come on.
Where is he?
You know, it's a beginner, so
okay.
He's
going
to do.
Okay.
can hear us.
That's a pretty new harmonica, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever.
You know Justin. Justin attends Grace Doctrine Church here, and he's an up-and-coming harmonica player. He's got great tone, and he's learning all the nuances of the instrument and bending, and he's worked up How Great Thou Art. It's going to be a group effort, and
let's do it.
That's what it says on harp.
It was a pleasure.
He's blushing. Look at him.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, where are we going next? Okay. Connor?
Get away from that.
Ruth Pepper, let me come down. How about Andy, Mel, why don't you guys come up and take the mic, figure out what you're going to play.
By the way, I do want to just remind you, Sandy and Mike are full-time working musicians. They have recordings that will blow your mind. So talk to them afterwards if you would want to have one of these. Purchase it from them. We can... Pardon me?
Something that's fast and bluegrassy would help.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
okay. Maybe yeah, okay. I got the right two guys up here. Come on, Dale. We're at three guys. Wait, I think you need to stay up here.
That's a good one for you.
You need to stay up here. Unless they got a track. Unless they got a track.
Is Jim playing on this one?
He can.
What are we doing?
You guys need to figure that out, Mike.
Oh, we are? I just thought you heard say he said Jim has a track.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to do I Saw the Light.
Okay, I Saw the Light. You do that one? Okay, they're gonna do a song that they just agreed upon. And at the conclusion of this song, we've got a presentation to make to the children. And I think one of these guys can actually teach the kids how to play a song. Okay, so they're gonna do this song. Then we're gonna present some harmonicas to the kids and Sandy. Is going to teach them a melody, and they're going to play it day and night at your house, just like we all did when we were kids. And you're probably going to wish we didn't give that homework.
No need for thanks. That's okay. So we're going to do a good old gospel tune that I just want to. You guys got to hear this guy get doing something fast here, man. He's like an unbelievable player, man. You know, so. And,
what I want to know is why I'm up here.
Contrast.
Start us off now. Anything you want to say about the song?
I like it.
I like it, is what he said. He likes this one. That's always good when you're playing a song.
It plays nicely on the little diatonic harmonic, even for us guys who don't do the fancy stuff. Like
No. And we're going to do it in the key of F if you want to play along.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't laugh. Okay.
Key of F for faith. Frisky tempo in mind.
Yeah. Can you guys clap like that?
Two. One.
Thank you.
Well, we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna trade around now. This is what you do. Sometimes you do this in jazz. Sometimes you do it in country. Sometimes in bluegrass. We're gonna trade fours or twos or okay. two and a halfs, whatever it comes out. I don't know, you know. So, man, I don't know. After that, I'm a little nervous, you know.
What if I don't know what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Just jump in there whenever you get a chance. Yeah, it's bluegrass music, a key of G, or, you know, go yeah. to see every chance you get, whatever. Two, three, four.
Kids. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Woo!
Jim, hang out. All right, let's have the kids come up here.
Okay, great.
We got a harmonica for you.
We should do this more often.
Absolutely.
More than once every 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, is the group part finished?
I'm done. Yeah, if you want to help teach them something, I'm going to.
Oh, no, I don't want to. Got in on that. I mean, I like kids.
Okay, where's all the kids? Come on up here. If you have a harmonica, you get to come up here. Everybody, Sandy's going to teach the kids to play a song here, and some of the guys got to leave because they got a long drive. So let's give a hand to every one of these performers who went out of their way to come over here and play today. Mike Caldwell, give it up. Larry Regan, give it up. George and Jana Lynn Miklas, let's give it up. Sandy Weltman, Keith Mitchell, Dale Dutridge, Rex Gelbach. Who am I leaving out? Who am I leaving out? Me. Who am I leaving out? That's it, Keith.
I don't know.
I think I got everybody.
Okay.
And Mark Vesser. How about a nice hand for Mark? Okay. Okay, so we have the kids here. This is the fun part because we want to make harmonica players out of our youth. That's the most important thing these days, right? So, have any of you guys ever played a harmonica before? No, one person. Has anybody ever been a professional harmonica player before?
No, okay, so that's good. Okay, so let me ask you a question now. Do you guys know what the blues is? Can somebody raise your hand and tell me what the blues is? If I said, you know what the blues is, anybody want to tell me?
It's when you're sad.
Very good. When you're, give this young man a nice round of applause when you're sad. A lot of kids, somebody else tell me what the blues is. Anybody? You know what blues music is? What's that?
Let's give it up for Rusty Wilson and Gene Stone. I left them out. And I play with them all the time, and I'm never going to hear the last of this, okay? All right? They weren't in my visual sight. I couldn't see them, you know, my bad. And I'm on fumes.
So you'll have to dock Mark's pay from church, I guess. So here we go. All right, so the blues is something sad.
Hockey team?
The blues is a hockey team. Give this young man a nice round of applause. Go blues. All right. So we're going to play some blues music. Now, you guys I know probably aren't sad, but we're going to try and play kind of sad music on the harmonica because that's kind of the blues is kind of like when you're feeling kind of sad, right? And you want to get over your feeling sad, you play the harmonica and it'll kind of help you get feeling better, right? Okay, so I'm going to give you guys a quick lesson and then we're going to play a little blues in the key of D. So what I'd like you guys to do, they all have a harmonica in the key of C, correct? Okay, so what I'd like you guys to do is hold up your harmonicas in your left hand. The other left hand, yeah, there you go. There you go, the other left hand, okay. Very good. Now, does your harmonica have numbers on it? See the, so that should be the top of the harmonica. Turn it around if you don't see the numbers. Otherwise, it'll be upside down and you'll have to stand on your head and play, okay. Got that? Now, what I want you guys to do is take your harmonica. Can I put this on a mic? Take your harmonica and put it in your hand like this. Everybody do that. With the holes facing you. Put it right all the way in just like that. Okay, hold it up so I can see you. Good. Now close your hand down so it's just like this. Good. And take your other hand and wrap it around. Put it right there, your thumb right there, and wrap it around the back just like that. And just kind of like you're waving at yourself. Wave at yourself. Go, hi, self. How you doing? You know, there you go. Very good. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys some hand signals. When I go like this, you're going to blow. And when I go like this, you're going to breathe in. So this is a blow, and this is an in. Everybody try that on the count of three. One, two, three. Blow, and in, and out, and in. And this is stop. So let's test you, see how you can do it. So you have to stop as soon as I put up the stop sign. So on the count of three, I want you to play anything you want. And then just go like that for the stop sign, okay? One, two, three, play. That was pitiful. Pitiful. Let's try that again. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, play. It's getting better. Got to watch that stop sign. One, two, three, play. Oh, we're so close. Let's try it one last time. One, two, three, play. Yeah, give them a nice round of applause. They're fun. Okay. Now, we're almost ready to play the blues. We're going to divide the harmonica up into three parts, and we're just going to play on one part of it today. So there's holes one, two, and three. That's the first part. Then there's holes four, five, and six. That's in the middle. And then there's holes seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's on the top. So we're going to play in the middle part right now. So cover your mouth as best you can over the holes four, five, and six, and watch my hand signals. We're going to start with an in. Ready? Watch me. In. And out. And in. And out. And stop. Very good so far. Very good. One more thing now. One more thing. My hands might go faster or slower, so you have to go as fast or as slow as my hands go. Okay, so watch my hands. Here we go. Everybody watch. Make sure you're watching my hand. Where's my hand? How many fingers do I have up? Two. How many?
Three.
Okay, watch my hand. Here we go. Start with an in. Watch. In. Watch. Watch carefully.
In.
Stop. Yes, I think they're ready to learn the blues. Don't you guys think so? All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a little harmonica part, and then we're going to count it off, and the guitar player is going to come in. So the part's going to go like this. You're going to breathe in for five beats. So it'll go like in, out, in, like that. Let me try it once with you. And then there's
three beats of silence. Let's try it together. Ready? So I need quiet. I need quiet. Here we go. All together. One, two, three, and in, out, in. One, two, three. In, out, in. One, two, three. In, out, in. One last time. Out. Okay, beautiful. Now we're ready to play the song, but the only thing is you guys got to move your body when you're playing the blues. So you got to look really cool and move like that. All right. So here's the blue. Here's the groove. We want to go bum ba dum ba dum ba key of D. Ready, so listen to the guitar. Here we go. So give them a nice round of applause. The blues. Good job, you guys. Future harmonica players for your church.
Out on a limb, and I haven't really cleared this with our leader Keith, but he's our leader. We are making you an honorary member of the Gospel Harmonica community. So that concludes my portion of today's activities. Joe, do you have anything you would like?
Well, here's what I would like to say, that Mark Vessler came to me a few weeks ago saying that all of these wonderful players were going to be in town for a convention and wanted to know what I thought about a few of them coming over here if he twisted their arms long enough. Play a tune or two. Well, we had 11 or 12 that showed up and put on a performance today. I loved every note that was played. It was absolutely marvelous. Don't y'all think so? Yeah. As my wife will attest, I don't have a memory. And I've met all of these guys, but I can't tell one of them by the name. But I think they're great. I really appreciate the fact you extended your stay in St. Louis for an extra few hours, maybe even a whole day for some of you, so you could go back home and be with whoever's there. We appreciate the fact you came here. You put on quite the performance. It was magnificent that you would take your time to come to our little small church and do this. And I want you to know, each and every one of you, if you're ever back in town, you have two open doors out front to come through. We'd love to have you here. Bring your harmonica. Thank you all.
Yes, right.
All right, so for my fellow musicians, if you haven't eaten, go hit the lounge area over there. Oh, Mike Caldwell. Mike Caldwell here. He has some CDs. If you are interested in those, come and see him. And I believe, okay, Sandy Weltman as well. So I think they'll probably have those with them in the lounge if you're interested. And they can probably, if you want to take Skype lessons, if you, for Mike, if you live in the St. Louis area and you're interested in face-to-face lessons, anybody, Sandy's right here. Did I say Mike? Okay, I'm sorry. I mean Sandy. Sandy lives right here, and he can tell you how to contact him if you're interested in some face-to-face lessons. And Mike can Skype with you. And I'm going to do that, too. I need it.